Thomas share Parashas Kisavo.
סובו יהיה לאורץ אשר השם אלוהיכך הנויסן מכונך לו לירישתו ולוקחתו מרישיס כל פרי האדומו מצווס ביקורים דבלטורים brings down what is the שייכס פרשס כיסובוי to פרשס כיסייצה who says that it has to be a שייכס. I have to remember, you know, the Balaturim written the whole Sefer Balaturim in one night. When he came to take out the tour, he came to his father, you know, I have a Sefer, the tour. I want to publish it. He told him, Vos mit ala teire? He didn't write nothing ala teire, he was already writing a tour. So that night he said quickly, he written the whole Balaturim, he showed his father, he said, okay, now you can print the tour. So we speak about one of the things that, you know, took him that second in the middle of the night with the Balaturim. And the Balaturim asks, what is the Shaykhs Parshas Bikurim to Parshas? But why you have to have a Shaykhs? He explains. What is the Vav? Vehoyo. Not only that. The last person in Parshas Kiseitze, Vehoyo, Behoniyach Hashem Elokecho Misavim, Timcha Ezecher Amolek, Vehoyo, Kisavoy. Look at Balaturim, it says that it's connected. It says that it's connected. What is the Shaykhs? Vehoyo, Behoniyach Hashem Elokecho Lecho Mikol Yodecho Misavim, so the Balaturim himself says one pshat. He says Amalek doesn't let to come into Eretz Yisrael. From day one, Amalek tries to stop us. The Balaturim learns Vayugad leMelech Mitzrayim kiborach haom. Rashi really says Vahugad. Who told him? So Yonis ben Uzziel says doesn't Vaviram. They stayed behind. They went to sleep. The Balaturim learns Amalek ran and told Paroi. He wanted Klal Yisrael not to get into Eretz Yisrael. Lavan, Yaakov Avinu is trying to get back to Eretz Yisrael. Amalek comes to stop him. Amalek doesn't want us to come into Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is Vehoyo behoniach lecho Hashem Elokecho mikol oyvecho misaviv ki sovoy al haoretz. The Rambam Hilchos Malachim Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Shloish Dvorim Nitzavu Yisrael kshenichnesu laoretz. Amalek knows Eretz Yisrael is the time they could win him. We can't win Amalek in Chutz La'aretz. We only could win him in Eretz Yisrael. The Kabbalah is the grace of Zachem. Ashori Be'Eretz Yisrael, Ashori Be'Leitoiro, Ashori Be'Chutz La'aretz. Amalek knows, Amalek is the Kfire. He knows that Eretz Yisrael is the Stira to the Kfire. In history he tries to stop us. So the Pasuk says, Mechias Amalek, right away it starts with Tovoyu La'aretz. This is the Balaturim's Pshat and the Parsha. I saw today a beautiful Pshat from Reb Moshe Sternbuch. I want to share with you. Reb Moshe Sternbuch says a beautiful Pshat. He says, I'm Balaturim, V'nir Eloima. He says, Amalek is Koif Apikoiris. Kfire, Asher Korcho Baderech. Every generation we have the Amalek from that generation is to cool us, to make us not to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Chefze von Bikurim is a person has a field, something grows, the first one, he takes it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't understand it, we are not farmers. But a farmer, the first fruits that grow in his field is like, wow, it's like a very choshev ezach. He has to take the first one and he gives it to Hashem. I believe Hashem, everything is for you, from you. It's mamish, the opposite from Amalek. When Klal Yisrael come in Eretz Yisrael, like I'm saying, today we don't feel it. The food comes from the store. Yeah? We know stacks, business, that's what we know. And there we think we're very good. Yeah, there we really feel we're very good. In the old days, there was no money. Everything was the field, you work, you had fruit. Shmis, you didn't have food. This was the way the system was. Shabbos. You couldn't work in your field, you had to believe in Hashem. today is Amir Lenochi is the Nisoyin, not Lesachlish, but Letizra, Kil Sadecha, yeah? But in that days was the field. The first thing Hashem says, the first one grows is Tah Hashem. Not by the Yidden, the first one that made a party. When the first Te'eno was ready, the whole big family, yeah, the whole Chamula, came together and they ate the fruits. Zogt Moshe Sternbuch. So the opposite is from Amalek, when you go into Eretz Yisrael to work on your bitachon. ולוקחתם יורשיס פרי האדומו ושמתו בתנה ובוסו אל הכהן אשר יהיה ביום עמהם ואומרתו אלוב הגדתי היום להשם אלוקיך כי בוסי אל האורץ סגרשי ואומרתו אלוב שאין חוקוף ויטויב. We come and we tell the ריבונו של העולם, we appreciate everything what you did to us. ואומרתו אלוב שאין חוקוף ויטויב. Rebbe Soloveitchik would say in his Chumash Vavod, it's good to hear it. V'omarto elov she'ein chakof itoy. Hashem, I'm not a kof itoy. I appreciate. Hine nasato li eret zovas cholav udvosh. V'yeiru osun ha-mitzrim v'yanunu v'idun elu avoyd ha-kosho v'yevienu Hashem. Thank you Hashem, thank you Hashem. The rebel, a person found a bikurim in his field. He puts a gemi. For 2 weeks, he marches up to Yerushalayim on a horse, yeah? On a donkey most times, yeah? His bones already are broken. He's for 2 weeks walking. Left his family. His body, his motions, all of it says, thank you Hashem, right? He comes, Hashem, I really thank you. I'm not a kofi toivo. He said thank you. All of his body is saying thank you. Zogt Rebel, a person could all of his life show appreciation, but he didn't say thank you. He said a husband could buy all of the presents for his wife, but he didn't say thank you. What do you mean not appreciate? I bought a new fridge. You go to a meal. Wow, it's so good. It's so tasty. Wow, I'm asking for more. You said thank you, or you didn't say thank you. Your parents do so much for you. What do you mean? My father comes, I give him 5 hugs. You said thank you for the ticket. Thank you for my money pocket. You said thank you, or it's another hug and another hug. But I'm hugging. You know, I call him every day. You know, you think he sees it? He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you walked for 2 weeks to Yerushalayim. Ve'omarto. So the Lashon Rebel was. Say thank you, I don't know how you say Baba in English, yeah? But thank you, he says. Nish enough. A person could think he's the best person. I show appreciation. I buy flowers, I come for Shabbos, I bought a bottle of wine, I bought 5 bottles of wine. Very good. You said thank you. Tell you, prison check himself, how much thank yous he said to his parents? How much thank yous he said to people that he has to say? I show appreciation. How much thank yous he said to your Rebbe? Maybe you're the biggest chassid. Oh, but thank you? So I don't mean myself, yeah? Oh, but a person has to learn. Skirov every chumashir. Parshas Kisavai, it's a half an hour. We don't have time. About a half an hour, he would say. Person could all of his life be married. And he thinks that he showed his wife all the appreciation in his life. What do you mean? I bought her clothes, I bought her this, I bought a house. House is good. How much thank you, you say? And thank you doesn't mean say thank you, that comes out naturally. It doesn't mean thank you, yeah. ולוקח הכהן התנה מידך והניחו לפני השם אלוקיך. חזר סי ולוקח הכהן התנה כמו בו בקמה בוסר עניה אז לעניוס. The poor gets poorer, the rich gets richer. היינו דאמרי אינשא. מציאס is like that, if you're rich, you can invest, you get rent, you make more investment. This is כפשוטה, yeah? But the Gemara says, the rich gets richer, the poor gets poorer. Why? The rich came with clay zov. They gave them back the dishes. The ani Chazal say, "Velokach haKoyen atene." He bought the basket. They took it with the basket. Hanu d'amri inche bosar anya az leniusa. This is what Rashi says. Pshatim b'bekamet. Now the question is, why take the rich people get back their dishes, and the poor people nebach they had to leave the dishes there? So some people I heard once pshat. The rich people, you know what they bought for Bikurim? Kiwis with cherries, you know, with nice grapes, you know. So they took it out of the basket. The poor person never bought a half orange, you know, with a little tangerine. It'd be very embarrassing if we would start to undo the package. We took the package and put it inside. Merevnish. No, she'll fuck out. We don't need a dish. One balabat, shubshat. Another balabatish of Shad I heard, you know, we know it from Purim. The rich, his basket was full. The poor person doesn't have a lot, so there's a lot of paper in the bottom. You know, like the shlachmanis. And on top, he had the fruits. If they will start to take it out, there was a bizim bizyaynis. Beautiful basket, they put it in the side. We don't open it. The rich, we open it. Rabbi Yaakov Naiman says, he would tell him what he would give Musa. He said, the rich person came. Last year he bought a silver one. He saw the neighbor bought one, you know, from gold. He bought this year from diamonds. He's bringing it to show the Olam what he has. Hashem doesn't like these guys. Take it back. Take it out. Take it out of the Beis HaMikdash. The poor person is embarrassed, but he has to bring something. Hashem doesn't care that it was taken. The rich, it smells. Aber the Chofetz Chaim says a beautiful word. Rabbi say, listen to the word of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says he will explain it with a mashal. He says it was a yid that came to Olam HaEmes. They put all of his mitzvahs on the scale. He had one mitzvah. He went to shul. When the Rav in his neighborhood, the shul, davening shachris, you know, there's no minyan anyway. The Rav was makbid, you have to be in shul. Then they put the averis. They didn't know what to do. Pitom, white malochim come, flying tons, with big bags of slush and mud. They put it on the schusim, straight to Gan Eden. So in the way that he's flying to Gan Eden, he turns back, he asks the white malochim what it was. He said, when you went to shul, by snow, rain, all that mud that sticked into you, all that we collected, we put it on the scale. So a half a week later, another guy from the shul dies. It's the rich guy from the shul. Also, only one mitzvah. He went to shul to David. He put all the averus. He told him straight to Gehenna. He says, "I don't understand. Why not bringing my fancy car, my limousine? I had this huge limousine. I went to David every day. Put the limousine. It weighs more from all that mud together." He told him, "Here we only weigh mud. We don't weigh limousines." The only, till he managed, how he got a basket, his wife went down, she took some lulav leaves, yeah, she tied it together. He would have a basket, he doesn't have what to bring to Beis HaMikdash. Hashem says, I love all of it. The person that is not tereach, that doesn't count. What comes easy doesn't count, zok b'chofetz chai. The only, the basket counts. Doesn't mean that a person that has money can't do mitzvahs. But if he knows how to be terech in his mahalach, but he has to understand that when he got five people to organize for him, the lulav and the esrog and everything, he doesn't feel, oh, Baruch Hashem, I was mesader. It's easy, it's a little bit. You know, I say it to myself also sometimes, you know, Baruch Hashem, I try. Some people help me a little bit to get it out of minimum. But, you know, and then I walk in the street and I feel bad for these people that are standing there and trying to check Nocha Esrog and Nocha Esrog, yeah? I feel very bad for them. But the Maya said, he's really jealous of them. This is what counts. The Maya said, I can't. Say it. I'll try to do different mitzvahs. But a person has to know what is shver counts. What is easy doesn't count. Here we put mud, zok the Chofetz Chaim. Here we weigh slush. We don't weigh limousines. The only we leave that basket is like Bikurim. It's like Bikurim. one revolt. So I'm going to his nusach. Loimar she'eini kofui toiv. Why not to say loimar she'ani makir toiv? I'm not kofui toiv. Hashem, you know, I'm not a kofui toiv. You understand? I'm not. Hashem, I appreciate. We call it positive energy. Eh? Why not speaking nice? Lelamed she'ani makir toiv. Loimar she'eini kofui toiv. I'm not a bad. So Ramosha says, Ramosha Sternbuch, you can't tell Hashem, I appreciate what you did. You know how much we have to tell Hashem that we appreciate what he did? There's no end. We could say at least, Loimar she'eini kofui toiv. But I heard once from Rabbi Libor Finkel, I don't know if he said it on this Rashi, he said, Givaldi Givor, there's no person in the world that is not makir toiv. When a person remembers that someone did a favor to him, and the nature of a person is makir toiv. You know how people are not makir toiv? They cover it. We call it selective memory. They cover it. You're a kofui toivo. If you're not a kofui toivo, you're bemele makir toiv. See, a guy lamashu doesn't want to help the yeshiva that he learned with. So you ask him where you came. He says, well, I learned in Long Beach. And then I went to Lakewood. I was in the mirror. The mirror he took out, yeah? And I don't know. Yeah? And a marshal, where he learned in Long Beach? I, the cheder, then the rabbi, he doesn't feel that he owes him nothing. So when they ask him from where he is, he puts himself, I belong to that show. That is the places that he feels that he wants to have a koa satoiv. Oh, you know how much I owe my Rabbein? His prayers are not in his list. He covered it. It's kofui toivo. If you pick it up, when a person realizes the toivo, naturally he's makir toivo. So the problem is to be a kofui toivo. But leimar she'eini kofui toivo. And the minute that a person is not a kofui toivo, the mele. The person is makir toiv and he has a lot of akoras atoiv. Pusuk is mamshich. V'ato hine yveisi esrei shispri adomar shanosato li Hashem v'inachti lifnei Hashem alekecho v'ishtachavisa lifnei Hashem alekecho. וסומחתו בכל הטוב אשר נוסן לך השם אלוהיך ולביסך אתו והלוי והגר אשר בקרבך. So the pasuk finishes וסומחתו בכל הטוב אשר נוסן לך השם אלוהיך ולביסך אתו והלוי והגר אשר בקרבך. This is the mikra bikurim. All of us know it. And the question is, what is the pirush amiles וסומחתו בכל הטוב אשר נוסה לך השם אלוהיך ולביסך אתו והלוי והגר אשר בקרבך. רש"י says, סומכת בכל הטוב מכאן אומרו אין קוראים מיקרו בקיר אלו בזמן שמחו. אבל מיקרו בקורים finishes וסומכת בכל הטוב. All of us know דבר החיים הקודש גם גיר מויס במיימר בכל הטוב אל התאירו. כאומרום אין טויב אלא טוירו שאם היו מאודום רגישים במסיקוס והריבוס הטוירו היו משתגים ומסלעתים אחריו ולא יחושב בעיניהם או לאוילום כסף וזוב למאומו כי הטוירו כוללס כל הטויבס שבאוילום. I think recently I heard some people even singing this אור החיים הקודש. אבל אור החיים הקודש is explaining pshat v'somachto bekol ha'toiv asher nosan l'cho Hashem. What is kol ha'toiv that Hashem gave me? Somachto bekol ha'toiv asher nosan l'cho Hashem. Be happy in all of the toiv that Hashem gave you. Where Hashem gave me toiv? Pshat. Rashi is very shver. How Rashi trying to krich arois to try to say pshat. What is v'somachto bekol ha'toiv asher nosan l'cho Hashem alekecho? What kind of toiv Hashem gave me? Yirmo is la toiro. Says mevuer we bought down by the we started the Chumash here with the Aorif and the Balaturim. Lomo Nismecho Parshas Bikurim Lemechia Samolek. So I saw Rav Schwab, beautiful vault, it's an MS vault. Because Amolek really tries to stop Klal Yisrael the whole time. We know Sori Shel Esav meets Yaakov, and it's the first fight. And Yaakov is fighting, Yaakov is trying to be strong. And so Rishon Esav is fighting. Vatika kaf yerech Yaakov poga betamchin doyreis. Chazal tell us the musig that learning Torah is a struggle, that it's hard to learn Torah if it's financially, if it's dearest, if it's chavrusis, that he couldn't stop us from the Torah, but he managed to stop the surrounding. Yaakov stay full. Esav cannot change. The real Torah stays clean. No one changed the books inside. The Gemara, Rashi, Tesis stays ailing around it. Sometimes there's no money, there's no support. Sometimes it's Ben Yehuda, little shishi on the way to the Kaisel. All these places that take you out of becoming a Ben Torah. All the surroundings. That this is the poga betamchin der eyes. Came the parshas bikurim that you bring it to the koyin ve'alevi asher iye bayom imayim. Chazal say kol amevi doron et al mitchochem kiilu makri bikurim. The Gemara in the end of Ksuvos just finished it recently. The Rambam says ve'lo yishev bidlevi bilvad ele kol ish ve'ish nesor libay. הרי זה נזכר לשקודש קדושים שבט יורו משפטךו ליעקב וללוי אמר תומכו ואורכו לאיש חסידךו שניסיסוי במסעות הרבי רמי האימר לאווי ואימוי. שבט לוי represents the Torah. כלל ישראל הוא מצווה to מלחומה ומולק to make sure that long the Torah are taken care of. And this is the reason when you finish to take care of the long the Torah, you become yourself. It's chaim la machazikim bo. So the broche, when you finish to give the bikurim, is v'somachto b'chol atoy v'asher nosel l'cho Hashem elikecho. Then you will have the broche because you're the machziki atoy. There's one more ore b'koros atoy before we go weiter. It says ve'oniso ve'omarto. Rashi says, "V'oniso v'omarto, loshon aromas koil." When you bought the bikurim, you had to speak loud. He got ya yoyim arami yoyim enovi. I don't know how everyone together with some English, but it was not quiet. It was like loud. Rest of the zara, you know. V'oniso v'omarto. Freedom of Foshim, the Gemara says if someone davens loud, he's miktane amona. Or yelling, you think Hashem doesn't hear? To who are you screaming to? Yeah? You go up to speak to someone, you start to scream. He says, what happened? Why are you screaming? Yeah? Hashem is mamash near you. Why are you screaming? So Freedom of Foshim, so why are you allowed to make him call? So I heard two terutz. One terutz I heard. You say Arami Yevidovi. What is Arami Yevidovi? How we know Lovan wanted to kill us? We didn't know. Hashem came by night and told him. So when a person yells Arami Yevidovi, he for sure believes that Hashem knows what a person wants, even without talking. So men is no chashash of ketana amona. When you daven, you yell. We ask you, why are you yelling? Well, you think Hashem can't hear quietly? Or if you say Arami Yevidovi, so you believe, I'm going to save him brisk. Thank you, you say loud. No, thank you. Make sure that he heard the thank you. Ishken yoitzazai. Ishken yoitzazai. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Like, you're like a bass. You just say it. I said it already. Yeah? I thanked him. V'oniso v'omarto. Hayoyim azeh Hashem Elokecho metzavcho la'asoy sesachukim o'ile. Zogt Rashi, hayoyim azeh, b'chol yoyim iyu b'einecho chadoshim, כאילו בוי ביום נצטווה ישראל. Every day the Torah has to be fresh, כאילו ביום הזה נצטווה ישראל. זה פשוטו. Like you say the Muskerov, בשעס למלחמה, in Poland, in Varsha, he was looking for a brisket lulav. I think it was Shava. They told him, in the war, you could be Yitzhak with a good lulav, you know. You don't have to have this best, you know, it's a war. But we can't find out meaning. You're busy trying to find the brisket lulav. He told him, think that I'd have no mitzvahs. Hashem would come back at my door. I want you to shake a lulav. I would go around the whole world to do that. Hashem said, I want a lulav. I would get the best. Hayoyim azeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me 5 minutes ago he needs a lulav. You want to take a shvach a lulav? He told me, I want you, you know, you got to knock on the door. You know, the Vishnitz Rebbe needs you for the minyan. Yeah, you may have to go to the mikveh, you're on there. You're on vacations in the Alps somewhere, yeah, and you get a knock. The Vishnitz Rebbe heard, or he saw it, HaKadosh. You hear, you know, he wants you to be in his minyan. You may have to. You come to the soul of Shtem and needs to speak to you. I want you to give the, yeah? All shaking. Right? Hayoyim azeh, Hashem told you today in the morning, listen, Kaplan, Shachris. Shachris, I need you. Come from India. So, Lord, you come. It's coming. 9 o'clock, you could be in Bismedesh. Then you show up 9:30. Bizayim. Hayoyim azeh. Just do it. Chofetz Chaim said, Ve'ani Moisif. Hashem said, Hayoyim azeh, the Yitzhore has only one key that he wins everyone. Bezes Hashem, someday shtark. Tomorrow, chazak. I'm sure you know that Yitzhore. Next day, every time he never tells you no, for sure. Next man, after the chasana, mamash chazak. He every time tells you tomorrow. No, I'm on your side, tomorrow. Next cycle, now I'll just do it quick. Next cycle, I'm planning to do it properly. No, for sure. Nozir bin hard, noch nozir, I'll start chazak. Nozir, because I can understand the pshat. He has a koyach tomorrow. When he gets to the other thing, he comes to the other masechta. You know what he does with the other masechta? I think after the nozir, they're learning. That's a lechta masechta. So Hashem will start the yeshiva masechta, you'll do them good. I didn't really learn the yeshiva, we'll start zvachim, I'll do them good. This is the cloud. So the Chofetz Chaim, the Yitzhar has one word, hayoyim. Hashem says, hayoyim, today. The one that decides today, okay, Friday now, okay, I hear the chizuk. What the guy thinks now? I'm saying it. This is Hashem, next time I'm starting. From Sunday, right? This is what you think now. It's a good vault. I will never push him off. From Sunday, I'm not planning to push him off. No one thinks now, from now till Hadlokas Neres is planning to learn, yeah? We have in this parsha, and I want to go into a big vault. We have the brochas, and then we have the klolos of Kisovri. The brachas are very nice brachas we have, and then we start. Ve'hoyoyim lo tishma b'kol Hashem elokecho lishmo la'asoyis oru ato bo'ir, oru ato basode, oru tamecho meshartecho, oru privit mecho, oru ato betzisecho, yishach mocha Hashem esameiru amurum amagaraz. Terrible. Yedo yakecho shachefes kadachas dalek yitchachu shumecho, vayta. Ve'oyistu nidloscho yakecho Hashem mashchin, tchoyrim, shigoen, ve'oyistu memashu b'tzoroayim. Isha Torres, Isha Achrikhema, Vaita, Vaita. Yekecho Hashem, Voiso Lemosho, Bonecho Toilin, Vaita. Veochal to bribit necho psal bonecho bnoisecho, you eat the kids. Harako veanugo, she will eat shilioso. Hiflo Hashem is called makoisecho, terrible. ונשארתם מסעים מעט והיה קשה סוף ביתה, ביתה, קלולס, קלולס, קלולס. Okay, the last פוסוק. והיף שיבחו השם במצרים בו עם ניאויס בדרך אשר אמרתי לכו לא תסי ולירויסו והסמכרתם שם לא יבחו לעבודים ולשפוחס ואין קוינה. And we finish the klolas. The worst thing will happen, we'll go with boats to Egypt. And you know what will happen? They will try to sell us, and no one wants to buy us. Oh Hashem. The worst klolas. We'll eat the kids, we'll eat the wife, we'll eat everyone, yeah? Terrible what's going on. The last thing, you know, if you want to hear what the end will happen, they will take you with a boat, they will take you to Egypt, and no one will want to buy it. So Rashi has to say pshat. Rashi says, V'ein koine, ki yigzeru alecho herik v'kilyoy. Why they will not buy you? Because it will be a din to kill you. It's come out indirectly, yeah? The klola is in the end, they will take you in both to Mitzrayim, and no one will buy you. What is so the Rashi? So ma'abaya. And because they will want to kill you, they will not buy you. In the Makor of Rashi is Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalef. The Gemara says, "Posar le'pischa, ke'ilu le'avodim mishvoris nimkarnu ke'at rechirashti." So the Rashi learns pshat here that if people like to buy you, so even if someone wants to kill you, maybe someone will buy you and he will save you from the way to be killed. But if no one wants you, so there's no way to run away. So ke'ilu be'etzem is exerit to be killed. I want to say a beautiful pshat. I hear from my brother Emes pshat. We know the Kuzori was mechadish to us that there's four things in the world. Doimen, Tzimeach, Chai, Medaber. Doimen is a bench, a stone. Tzimeach is a vegetable, a tree. Chai is an animal. Medaber is a human being. Right? There's four things. This is what the Kuzri was mechadish. Zog the Kuzri, a stone, when it gets destroyed, what happens to it? You chop it to pieces. A tzimeach, when it gets destroyed, it rots and disappears. A chai, when it dies, it stinks and disappears. A human being that stops to behave could destroy the world, right? Hitler. A Meshugniki guy could take a gun and just damage. The bigger that the person is, when he goes sour, he doesn't go down to level under him. The stone disappears, becomes powder. When a tree gets destroyed, nothing is left. When an animal dies, it's not only nothing left, it smells, it's bad. When a human being does bad, he could destroy the world with it. And the Kuzri was mechadesh, that is a number five, that it's called Yisrael. And he said like this, a Jew that doesn't behave is worse than a guy. We see it in the world. And not because, kipshutoy, a guy could have manners. A Yid that is not behaving cannot have manners. You can't go back to become a guy. You could become an animal. A Yid that is not shemotei or mitzvahs cannot become a nice guy. A nice guy is better. There's no way to go down. Like a person cannot become an animal even if he wants. An animal cannot become a vegetable even if he wants. A vegetable cannot become a stone. A Jew cannot become a guy. If you're around the world, you know that the Kuzri is right. It's not that sometimes you find nice to go in firm. The Yidden that don't behave, it's not what I'm saying. Kshem oylim oylim ad lorakia, kshem yodim yodim ad ateroim. It doesn't mean only that they get service. They behave. A Yid that doesn't behave could be worse from a goy. And the Welt says that the Chaim Shmulevitz said is in a yeshiva bocher, number six. When a yeshiva bocher leaves yeshiva, he can't become a regular balabas. It's too bad. If you didn't go to yeshiva, you went to a modern place, you could become a nice person. You went to yeshiva bocher, there's no backwards. If you stopped to learn, you became terrible. And I'm telling you, you see it. You can't stop to become a yeshiva bocher. If you stop to become a yeshiva bacher, if you stop to behave like a yeshiva bacher, there's no way back. they say a joke that Reb Nochem once in Purim said, and I'm saying that it's seven zacher, amirich. That's what they say Reb Nochem would say, Purim. I'm saying it's another madrega, amir, a bochel from mir. Yeah, it's other yad and Mikol Mekoyim, Klal Yisrael, we know the lowest position of Klal Yisrael was, there were slaves in Mitzrayim, close to Mentes Shari Tum. Hashem took them out till Maimed Har Sinai. They became close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Very close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Klolos say, Klal Yisrael, forget about physically all the Klolos. You will be dropping down back to Mitzrayim, back to Mamshes Shari Tumo, Ve'ein koine, they don't want you in Memtesh Shari Tumo, you don't fit there anymore. You can't wear back the shoes of Mitzrayim. There's no way back. Ve'ismakartem la'avodim ve'leshvochis ve'ein koine. There's no way back. You can't go back to that matzav. Be'etzem, there's a famous question that everyone asks us. When you learn Parshas Kisavai, what is the pshat? And all the other klolos, v'shov Hashem elekecho, gam b'yoyitzcho b'goyim, leich lesicho, all the psukim of Nechomo, every time when the klolos finishes, here it finishes. V'nizkartem la'avon v'shvochis, v'ein koine, ein ledivrei abris, asher tzivu Hashem es meishe, and the guy gets shvi. Where's the Pesukei Nechama? Where's the Nechama? So they say, the Ponim Bicharov said, remember who said it. Here is Beloshen Yochid, and the Klolos of Bechukoisa is Beloshen Rabim. Beloshen Rabim, Hashem promised He will never leave us. Here, the whole parsha, Lo Yitargia, O Yuchayecho, Baboyker Toimar, Veochalto, Venisharto, Vehoyo, everything is Beloshen Yochid. Vehetzer Lecho Bechol Shorecho. A Yochid is no promise that He will stay. People that will do bad could be wiped out of Klal Yisrael. The klal of klal Yisrael, b'chukoy se tileichu, b'tzmoy se tishmoyru, v'asise moysom, b'chukoy se timosu, v'alachtem b'mikeri, v'alachtem, gam b'eretz oivien, lo yimeastim, v'lo yigarisem, v'chaloysom, l'ofer b'risi yito. But the Ponovich Rav said it's more from that, after the vote that we're saying now. Hashem says, it's a klal, but it's a bracha. The Yidin will never be welcomed by the goy. They will never want you. You never could become like them. You're made from a different material. You have a different quality. There's no way to go down. When you will go down, you'll try to be like them, they will be mayas you. They don't want you to be a part of them. We'll come back to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim will say no. We're not welcome back in Memtes Shari Tumo. So this is the klole, the most klole. You will go back to Mitzrayim, v'ismakartem shom loivechem la'avodim v'leshvoch v'isveim koine. Want to finish? It says in the Klolos, אשר לא יובדת או יש השם אלוקיכו בשמחו ובטוב לבו ומרויב כל. The Klolos came תחס אשר לא יובדת או יש השם אלוקיכו בשמחו. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah brings down והוא שכוסו בתירי ובאת את סביבך אשר ישלחנו השם תחס אשר לא יובדת או יש השם אלוקיכו נמצא פירוש כל אויסו מברוכוס והקלולס על דרך זו אם עובדת את השם בשמחו ושומרת עוד רוחב משפיע לכם הברוכה ומרחיק הכלולו. The Rambam learns that all of the klolos come because you will not עובד את השם בשמחו ובטוב לבו. I heard from a Yid that heard from the Yid that was with the Kleisenber Rebbe in the camps. That Yid was a pikmamish, like a guy. He knew two psukim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and he knew the pasukim Vatachas Asher Levadas Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha B'Tuv Leibo. The guy knew two psukim. So he asked him, Shema Yisrael, I understand. In the camps, you heard it every 5 minutes. But how do you know the pasuk of Tachas Asher Levadas Hashem Elokecha? So he said he was with the Kleisenber Rebbe in the camps together. I think it was a year and a half somewhere. And every morning they had to go down a couple hundreds of steps to a place, you know, where you dig out some stones, some rocks, and you walk back up the steps, and everyone had a rock to pick up and to bring it up. And you know, but the Nazis, the numbers are very organized. If you number 5562, the other guy 5563, so every day you're behind them. This is the way it works. Every day people dropped there. There was no gate on the steps. They had a big stone, a big rock, you had to dig it up. Guys missed. It was more yidden for them to work with. And he said, I was behind the Kleisenber Rebbe. And he would carry up this rock every day. And he would say, Tachas asher le'avato es Hashem elekecho b'simcho b'tuv leivov metzaucho kol haro esoreile. Tachas asher le'avato es Hashem elekecho b'simcho b'tuv leivov metzaucho kol haro esoreile. Tachas asher le'avato es Hashem elekecho. He said, the whole year. The whole time he said to himself, he was working. Tachas, l'adei sh'etin har posuk. A person has to work at doing mitzvahs Hashem b'simcha. You're right, the guy will tell you, but I'm not holding there, but I don't feel it. Come to shul. Don't sit like, you know, half a dead person. B'simcha! But I'm not holding there. What happens when you come to a wedding, your own kid, and sometimes you're very, someone may have aggravated you 5 minutes before, but you put a smile on and you try to make it to be happy. In life, Alamon, the Goyen says, in the most happiest times in life, Hashem sends someone to spoil. But you work on it to be happy. You're doing the mitzvahs, besimcha, Shabbos Kodesh, Sukkos, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, I'm learning. Baruch Hashem, besimcha. Mishkan Atzomis Yevoishes. All of the clothes come, Tachas Asher Leobatas, Hashem Alekecha, besimcha, betuv leivo. The person could manage to bring himself. I just finished with a vote, the Ger Rebbe, Chzidish Vot. It says in the Bitzes Bikurim, you say, V'niso amar zo, Sisi k'ol asher tzivisoni, lo yavarti b'mitzvayisecho ve lo yishochochti. The Ger Rebbe would say, Tachas, Hashem, says for sure, if you're mekayim the mitzvah, what is v'loy shachochti? If lo yavarta mitzvisecho, for sure that loy shachochti. Says some people they could do the mitzvah the whole day, and then we daven. I didn't daven today. You know, the member. I bet you I didn't bet. Yeah, v'loy shachochti. If a person does the mitzvah anoshim elumado, he could do the mitzvah and not remember that he did the mitzvah. The Maizis can say, oh, Tachas Asher, Le'avarna Mitzvisecho, Ve'lo Yishachochti. Mishalas.